This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and today I want to talk about why can't narcissists change? And so many people sit there and stay in relationships in hopes that the narcissist is going to change. See, the reason that a narcissist can't change is because a narcissist doesn't see anything wrong with what they're doing. They don't self-reflect. So if they can't, you know, acknowledge they have a problem, they're never going to change the problem. So you trying to change a narcissist will never, ever happen, okay? Because the only one that could change a narcissist would be a narcissist, and they don't see anything wrong with their behavior. The other reason why a narcissist won't change is because they don't have to change, because they're still able to do what they want to do, and they could still get supply. Even if they get supply from somebody else, they don't need that supply from you. And see, there's a lot of misinformation out there where people say, well, you know, the narcissist, they need you. The narcissist doesn't need you specifically. The narcissist needs supply from somebody, depending on whatever supply they're looking for, whether it's sex, money, place to live, ego boosting. So as long as there's a surplus of supply out there, that narcissist doesn't have to change themselves, okay? And people say to me all the time, well, you know, they're getting older. You know, I dealt with a client where she was dating a man who was in his 60s and he was still going around, you know, jumping from supply to supply. And she said, you know, when is he going to just settle down and everything? And I told her he's never going to settle down. He's going to be like that till the day he dies. Why? Because he can, all right? He can. This is what he likes. This is what he wants to do. All right. And you're not going to be the one to change him. And as long as there's supply out there that he could deal with, he doesn't have to change. All right. So it's like this, you guys. I tell people all the time, it's like supply and demand. So this is why so many people are struggling out there, because there's such a large supply out there that the narcissist doesn't have to change themselves. And with social media, supply is so accessible to them. The other thing that you have to keep in mind is human beings have a pattern of behavior that they've developed throughout their life, all right? Everybody has their own behaviors on how they deal with things. It's very difficult for somebody to change that pattern of behavior. And a narcissist is not going to change their pattern of behavior. They've been molded to survive. This is their survival tactic in order to manipulate to get what they want. And if they can get away with it, why would they change? They wouldn't change. So the reason that narcissists don't change is, number one, they don't see anything wrong with what they do. They always, you know, blame shift and make somebody else the problem. You're the problem. And they will not take accountability. If they can't take accountability, if they can't acknowledge the problem, how do you ever expect this person to change? They're not going to change, all right? So, and the other thing too, like I said, when you're dealing with a narcissist and they're a full-grown adult, their pattern of behavior has already been molded to what they are. And that is not going to change. In order for something like that to change, would take somebody to be able to self-reflect and say, you know what, there's a problem here. And, you know, I need to go get therapy and I need, you know, cognitive behavior therapy in order to change my behaviors. But see, a true narcissist will never be able to do that because the reason they don't self-reflect is because they can't face shame. They don't want to look at themselves as having something wrong with them. So because of this weakness of not being able to self-reflect, they cannot change or better themselves. They don't want to. And if they can go out and do what they want to do and there's no consequences, they're going to do that. All right. And again, with the advent of social media, where, you know, they're not limited in the amount of supply because they go on social media, they could reach out to so many people, they don't feel that they have to compromise themselves to you. Because there's so much supply out there, all right, narcissists, you are not of value to a narcissist to the point where the narcissist would have to change themselves because they need you. Most narcissists don't need you. They have so much supply out there, they don't need you, okay? And there's so many people that have low boundaries out there. There's so many people that are lonely and desperate for love that the narcissist is running with it, running with it. A narcissist who's looking for money, they're going to prey upon lonely, maybe older individuals, and they try to get money out of them by love bombing them, all right? A person who's eager to be in a relationship or eager to get married, that narcissist is going to love bomb them with love and romance. So, you guys, if you don't have somebody who values you for you and you're just a supply, of course they're not going to change. So it's futile. It's futile. And the problem is so many people waste their life in hopes that this narcissist is going to change because they'll see glimpses of the narcissist being nice to them at times, or they may have a good time with the narcissist at times. And they say, well, you know, if they're really nice here or there, maybe we can get that person to be like they were in the beginning. Who you saw in the beginning was not who the narcissist is. You saw somebody who was putting on an act to win you over because you were something new. You were the shiny new toy that they were trying to impress, that they were trying to hook, that they wanted you to trust them, all right? Because you are nothing but an object to the narcissist. You're not a human being with feelings and emotions. They don't care about that. They just care about what you have to offer them. Relationships with a narcissist are transactional. They look at you like, what can you do for me? You know, they're not there for, let's say, per se, you know, fall in love, live happily ever after into the sunset. A narcissist lusts, they don't love. So, you know, they may be all enthralled with you in the beginning. They may have put you up on a pedestal in the beginning because they thought that you were somebody that was going to make them happy. Narcissists expect you to make them happy. They don't understand how life works and that, you know, everybody has shortcomings. Everybody has flaws. Everybody has times where they need somebody. They don't want to deal with somebody's problems. They don't want to have to put themselves out for other people. They don't want to be bothered or inconvenienced. A narcissist wants to be where the pleasure is, where the fun times are. And when they start to see that, you know, in life, things can get hard. Maybe you have financial problems. Maybe somebody gets sick. That narcissist is going to bail, or they're going to disappear and ghost on you when the times get tough. And I tell people this all the time. The number one indicator that you probably are dealing with a narcissist is that they're not there for you when you're down, all right? Because they don't have empathy for you. Because the number one indicator that you are dealing with a narcissist is to see how empathetic they are. How much empathy does this person have for you when you're going through something? And you'll really get to see who the narcissistic people are when you're going through something and you turn to them and they're cold and they're distant, or they victim shame you, or they abandon you when times are rough, all right? That's how you're going to know who the narcissist is, because they disappear when the times are tough. So you guys, it's like this. Because of all this abundance of supply, you're going to have a hard time out there. You're going to have a hard time. So I know it's really hard, and I have so many people that tell me, you know what, I'm going to stay single. I'm not dealing with this. Everybody's selfish out there, this and that. Now, remember, narcissism is on a spectrum, okay? All of us could be a little narcissistic in the sense that we need control of this, control of that, or, you know, sometimes we like to have things our way now and then, but, you know, it's the degree of empathy. Like, in other words, you know that you're not a narcissist if you wouldn't do something, you know, to benefit yourself that would hurt somebody else. You just wouldn't hurt somebody else. Whereas a narcissist who has no empathy doesn't care and would get whatever supply, and they don't care who they hurt. All right. That shows you a very narcissistic person who doesn't care who gets hurt along the way. They have no empathy. So narcissists won't change. What they will do is they will change up their manipulation tactics. So as a narcissist goes through life and they deal with different supply, they start to see different manipulation tactics that work and that don't work. And they just get better at manipulating as the older they get, but their supply gets less because, you know, they're not 22 years old where they can get the supply they got as a 22-year-old. So as they get older, their opportunities and their options become less. But it doesn't mean that they're going to change. If anything, they get more bitter and more resentful because, you know, again, that happiness is going to set in on them because they're never happy, never satisfied, and now they have, you know, more limitations. So the bottom line is this: if somebody can't acknowledge that they're wrong, if somebody can't own that they're wrong, how do you expect that person to change? They're not going to, okay? Because they don't see anything wrong with it. And if they don't have to change because there's somebody else that'll put up with their bullshit, your boundaries don't mean anything to the narcissist, because if they could get what they want to get from somebody else offering something to them, they don't need you, all right? So understand that. Narcissists don't value you internally as a person. You are a superficial object that offers something to them. That's the difference. You need to find somebody that values you as a person. And what does that mean? Find somebody with morals and values, okay? Find somebody with morals and values. Not a narcissist who lies, cheats, steals, you know, manipulates, can't answer a question, has to gaslight you, does the dumb routine like the covert narcissist and tells you, I really don't know what you're talking about, plays these mind games, all right? You are not going to change somebody who plays mind games. You're not going to do it, all right? Because a narcissist thinks they're smarter than you. They always think they're smarter than you. And that's why you'll see a narcissist that goes to therapy, they try to put on the act and humble themselves. Yeah, no, we could go to therapy. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, they go to therapy and they're sitting there and they are laughing behind your back and the therapist's back because it's all a joke to them, because they don't see anything wrong with it. And the way that you know that is because in time, they don't change, okay? Listen to me when I tell you, I've lived a lot of life.
I am no rookie, you guys. I am no rookie. I have seen narcissism in my family, what went down. I have seen narcissists in my marriage over 13 years. I have been surrounded by narcissistic people, and I will tell you for a fact, I have yet to see a narcissist change. Why? Because they don't think anything's wrong with themselves. They are doing what they have to do to survive in this world. And, you know, they justify whatever they do. If they lie, if they cheat, they justify and they think in their pea brains, they think they had to do what they had to do because you put them in that position to do that, all right? If they cheated on you, it's because you made them cheat on you because maybe you were working all the time or you, you know, were busy or you were tired from working. You made them do. So, you know, if they're always, you know, blame shifting and it's somebody else's fault, how the hell do you expect to change somebody like that? You're not going to change somebody like that, all right? This is their human pattern of behavior that doesn't change, all right? Like I said, it's very difficult to change a person's pattern of behavior, that especially the older they get, they've been accustomed to a certain way of doing things. Only time a narcissist will acknowledge that they have a problem and maybe go to therapy is because they feel they have to, because they're going to lose their marriage and maybe get divorced and have to pay out child support, and they don't want to put themselves in a position. But they're not going there because they want to change themselves. They're just going there because they don't want to lose their marriage and, you know, have to pay out and be in court and shell out a lot of money, all right? Or the only other time a person may want to acknowledge that they're narcissistic is for some kind of notoriety or fame. They're making money off it, all right? But in general, a narcissist is not going to want to ever self-reflect. They can't self-reflect. I have yet to see them do that, okay? And it be authentic. So that's why a narcissist will never, ever change, you guys. They will never, ever change because this is what they've been molded to be, and they feel empty inside. Even subconsciously, they feel empty inside. You know, they can't even recognize that they have that emptiness inside, and they do what they do to try to fill themselves and make themselves feel like complete people because of that deep-rooted insecurity they have from, you know, their childhood, either overvalidated or undervalidated. So what makes you think that you're going to change that person? You're not. You're not. Because the narcissist, again, does not acknowledge that they have a problem. All right? So I hope that helps you guys. If it does, hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast and have a great day. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just gonna waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description.
Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.